This is Passport to Texas. Pheasant can make a good living in the Panhandle.
If you can find an area where there's good grain crops like wheat, sorghum, corn, and playa lakes that will intersect with CRP and the grain crops, and that's really good habitat. The CRP and the playa lakes provide plenty of cover, and the grain crops provide an ample food source for them. And in the irrigated crops, you know, that'll provide a good water source for them too.
Biologist Todd Montandon surveys pheasants in fall to develop harvest recommendations, noting their numbers and distribution.
The change in farming practices has affected where the distribution of the birds has been. Up in the northern panhandle, you have more grain, sorghum, corn, and wheat. And then as you move further south, it kind of shifts over to cotton and wheat, and it's not as conducive to pheasant populations as it is up north.
Changes in irrigation also play a role in the species survival.
Back in the 70s and 80s, most irrigating was done with irrigation ditches into the rows, and now it's switched over to the sprinkler system, and there's not as much water on the ground as there used to be.
Despite these setbacks, Todd Montandon is optimistic about the upcoming hunting season. Details tomorrow. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.